I'm with Ewan Semple at Learning Technologies 2014. Ewan is about to go and give a talk on change, and he's been using social technologies for many years. In actual fact, he's just said 13 years, so that prompts me to ask why 13 years after this kind of tech, or you've been working in it for 13 years, why are you still talking to companies and conferences about kind of how to use it?
Well, I think it's an indication of the scale of change that we're talking about, and also just the amount of challenges it throws up for organisations. And in fact, it's actually, if you go back to things like Usenet, it's 21 years since I first had my steps onto the internet and asked the dumb question and got a fantastic answer. And it was that revelatory moment when you realised that actually you've got access to the accumulated intelligence of all the people in the world if you just make an effort to find it, that I think is still what we're grappling with. And, you know, hearing some speakers this morning giving examples of quite modest advances just makes you realise how much of a challenge it still is. And I think the challenges are, you know, a lot to do, and the talk I'm going to give is about the perils of professionalism, the fact that we have all these sort of status, the status accorded to professional communicators or professional educators, and they get their hierarchies, they get their accreditation, all the malarkey that goes with the role, who are really being quite challenged by what's happening, because we're finding each other, we're finding out from each other. And of course, as is the case with all of them, I think the shift is from becoming gatekeepers to becoming networkers and enablers. And if that's not how you've seen work, if it's not how you've seen yourself or your role in work, that's an almost existential challenge.
And with that existential challenge, what can you do with it if you are one of those people, or you are an organisation where that's the kind of prevailing way that things are done?
I use a slide with a picture of a couple of mice on it, and the idea of Trojan mice, which appeals to people, actually came from a consultant called Peter Fryer. And it's to convey the idea of really small things that aren't too challenging, that you don't need to ask too much permission for, that don't cost too much money, but that over time incrementally grow and become viable and bring about change. And in fact, I've just been reading, I'm really into sort of productivity and getting better and better and more refined at the things I do, and talking about habits and inculcating habits with exercise. Mm-hmm. And the book was called Ridiculously Small Steps. And I think that's a good principle for this kind of stuff. Don't go numb in the face of changing your whole organisation or buying mm-hmm. a huge, big technological thingy. Just take a really small step and then take another really small step.
Can I ask one final question? Just about the type of technology, because there's a lot of downstairs in the exhibition, there's a lot of solutioneering. You know, one bit of tech does everything, but we know that one bit of tech won't ever do everything. So how do we approach this in terms of the type of tech that we use?
Being very wary of technology hucksterism, which has been around for 30 years and is still selling overpriced, over-engineered rubbish that nobody really needs. These are all just text boxes with content in them. And what matters is the content and the quality of the stories and the willingness to share. You can do that with some scripting and a basic blogging platform or a basic bullet. I mean, the thing we used at the BBC, which ended up with 25,000 users, was £200. So, you know, really genuinely walk away from the technology and do something cheap.
Ewan, thanks very much. And I can't help but think of you as a Trojan mouse at this conference, but thanks very much.
Pleasure.